Sin.
Welcome to Bible Strong. Today, I want to start off with a prayer. I'm going to ask all of you to join me in this prayer. We need to pray for justice and peace at a time like this. Let us pray that God would once again bring beauty from the ashes. Our mind goes back to the day when Jesus beheld that beloved city and wept. We weep for our cities, even as we bury our dead. The sound of gunfire is the grim sound of what has already shattered our relationships. We witness distrust, anger, and revenge. We see no one to lead us, to guide us. To whom shall we go? Our differences seem to lead us even further apart. How we need the Lord of miracles to do what only He can do to save us from ourselves. Let us pray that God would give us men and women who would lead us to reconciliation, who will bind us up to heal our wounds, not those who would incite more hatred. Oh God, give us voices that will bring hope, comfort the bereaved, give humility to the ones who would resist your ways. Give us pause so that we may look to you before we look at our impulsive solutions. You told Peter to put back the sword. You restored the wounded. That's what we long for today. A reprimand to those who would injure and healing for the injured. God of miracles, do it again. We need you. Our nation needs you. Our leaders need you. Without you, we have no hope. With you, all things are possible, even for beauty to come out of ashes. We pray for the day of unarmed truth and unconditional love. And now, Heavenly Father, we pray for doers of extraordinary deeds, men and women with the moral strength and courage to stand for your truths. The smoldering embers of the spirit-filled soul needs to be fanned into a flaming spirit of loyalty to your word, to your will, so that a raging world will know that we stand and die even for the cause of the kingdom. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, Father. And everyone said, Amen. As I was praying, some scripture verses came to my mind. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, and in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5, I'll read them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Bible says, I have not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has it entered into the mind, what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 says, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. These verses tell me that in time past, no one had heard or seen or had even imagined what God has prepared for them. But now, Now the Bible says, God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. There's some good things coming our way. God has already prepared them. Last year was an incredible year. Last year, in 2021, we saw loved ones lost to addictions, diseases, and even death. We have seen financial difficulties drive some to the brink of bankruptcy. But there is a bright side. We have also seen deliverance from situations where there seemed to be no way out. And now that we are out, we can shout, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have not made it out. Last year, we heard the stories of wars and terrorism in foreign lands. We heard the rumors of war and terrorism in our own land. And yet, there is a bright side, because we have heard the Word of God preached and taught with passion and power. Consequently, biblical sound preaching and teaching has taught us to say, "The Lord is my shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Emmanuel, God is with us. I find it interesting that the things that we have seen and heard play such a significant part on what we perceive. Our audio and visual experiences have our psychological apparatuses baffled and bewildered. And as a result, we grapple with imaginations and anxiety of what will happen next. Will this pandemic continue on and take life after life? Will it strike our home and take those we love? Will there be a terrorist attack in our own backyards? Will our children be gunned down while being in the right place at the wrong time? Will I lose my job? What about our aging parents? But friend, there is a bright side, because the Bible teaches us that He will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. I know that there are those who are listening whose mind are stayed on God. There are those that are listening who is not worried about terrorist attacks, diseases, sicknesses, layoffs, children gone astray, or anything else. Somebody is listening today who will heed the Lord's advice. Don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough stuff to keep your mind occupied. The Lord said, "Take care of today, and I will deal with your tomorrows." So it will be in 2022.
For the beaten down and broken, full of bitterness and pain, that one crying in the darkness, ashamed of choices that were made, for that life of disappointment been waiting for a change. Yes, I've got some good news for you. Your help is on the way. For the one they said was hopeless, haunted by a past mistake, that one that's locked up in a prison, bound with unseen chains, for that lost and weary traveler, that modern day prodigal, that stray. Yes, I've got some good news for you. Your help is on the way. Your help is on the way. Don't lose hope, 'cause there's gonna be a change. Just call on Jesus' name. Rest your soul, your help is on the way.
I thought that Jason Crabb had words that would be fitting for the end of this lesson. If you're struggling and you are down and out, friend, help is on the way. Cast all of your anxieties upon Him, because He cares for you. God is the caregiver for all of His children. He provides for all of His family. He that feeds the sparrow will not starve his children. Think on that for a bit, and you'll find that your help is truly on the way.